Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I'm
learning
to read.
Yes, I'm learning to read.
Yes, I'm learning
to read on Jesus.
Every day I'm finding I'm learning
to
lean
on Jesus.
Yes, I'm
learning
to lean. Yes, I'm
learning to lean.
Every day I'm
learning
to lean
on Jesus.
At an altar I knelt. I found
peace.
So
serene.
And all that he asks
is
a child like trust and
a heart that's pure
and clean. Yes,
I'm
every day I'm on Jesus, and he's always there.
Oh, yes, he is.
You know he'll never leave me.
Everywhere.
He won't forsake me. He'll be there.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
Anytime. Anywhere.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on this morning. If it is your first time being here with us, of course, we welcome you and strongly invite you to continue joining us and invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Brother Ben Griffin will be providing our words of encouragement on today, and his message is entitled, Because He Lives, I Can Face Despair. It comes from Hebrews chapter 7, verses 22 through 25. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing, that you find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare and listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle, and all those who are part of this program. Certainly, it's the day the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it because he lives. We can face respect. During the public ministry of Jesus, God showed his approval of him through the miracles, the wonders, and signs. But still, many rejected him. Also, many were expecting Jesus as the promised Messiah to deliver them from Roman rule and restore unto them David's kingdom, but was met with disappointment that led to despair. During the early 70s, there was a family show called Hee Haw. They presented a skit addressing despair to those that consider life as too much to live. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Deep, dark depression and excessive misery. If it weren't for bad luck, I have no luck at all. Gloom, despair, agony on me. Perhaps this is how many people feel or have allowed people and things to cause them to feel at times. But we are told if life gives us a lemon, to make lemonade with it, because we must strive to make the best of life despite our various circumstances. Likely, most of you on the call today have made up your minds about the influence Jesus has on lives. As believers, we embrace his influence because he has convinced ourselves by the facts and the evidence presented in the Bible. So today we want to talk about the influence of Jesus by realizing because he lives, I can face despair. And with our little short time, we're going to do what we can do to discuss the significance, the relativity, and the blessings of that he lives as we learn to overcome in the too far distant past of current situation for many created despair. Closure on account of COVID-19, gender distress. Also, that moment in time when the United States Supreme Court decision concerning same-sex marriage didn't give hope for the sanctity of marriage, but rather despair, but also other sicknesses, displacement, lack of resources, and lack of faith bring on despair as well. Despair is a voluntary and complete abandonment of all hope. It is not a passive state of mind. It involves a positive act of the will by which a person deliberately gives over any expectations of ever reaching eternal life or personal goals. Further, it suggests a total loss of hope accompanied by apathy and low spirits to the point that one can't seem to go forward in life. As a result, we need Jesus to help us. Jesus is the one who said, cast all your burdens upon me, for I'm able to bear them. So we want to talk about the significance of the fact that he lives. As we look at verse 22 of Hebrews chapter 7, Christ is not the surety for the Father to his people, but for the people to the Father. See, Christ came to be a vouchsafe for us. He didn't need to be a vouchsafe for the Father. He and the Father are eternal. We needed the Father. Father never needed us. We need Christ. Christ never needed us. So Christ is that advocate. If we fall to despair or fall in sin on account of despair, Christ will speak to the Father on our behalf. And as long as we know that we have him to petition, we will always be able to overcome despair. See, the Old Testament priests were sinners just like we, and sympathetic to sin. They needed a first get the benefit of all sins and then offer up offerings for the sins of the people. This is not the case with Jesus. We talk about the relativity of the fact that he lives. Verse 23 and 24 of Hebrews 7 allows us to understand the Old Testament priest was subject to death. See, not only were they subject to sin, but also they're subject to death and temptation. Jewish history says that under the first temple, 18 high priests ministered, and under the second temple, more than 300. This shows the imperfection of this priesthood. That means they were dying, and they were falling prey to sin. See, at times, the office was for sale to the greatest givers. You know, whoever wanted to be a priest could be paid for being a priest because they wanted to get rid of sin so bad, or the priesthood was so demanding because they didn't want to do it because there's a lot of rigorous work to be a priest. They had to slaughter animals, sacrifice them, and take care of this, take care of that. So it was a real difficult job. But what about the blessings of the fact that he lived? Jesus was a once and for all times priest without sin, a true mediator, and that he lives forever. So knowing then, and just briefly, that the significance of the fact that he lives is that he is a guarantor or he is a vouchsafe for us. Reality that the temple priests, they died. They fell prey to temptation. And the blessings of the fact is that he was a once and for all time priest without sin, true mediator, and that he lives forever. What is the solution to overcome despair? Well, one can accept divine guidance. As the Hebrew writer said, the God who has certain times and God was married and time passed from the fathers, but the prophet of heaven in the United States spoke to us by their son. We can fall on our dear Lord's breast. We can cry out to him every day and every night and even during noontime. But he's there and he cares, he's listening, and he responds. Or we can develop a close relationship with God, or allow Jesus to direct our lives, or let the Holy Spirit develop within us. These are all positive responses, positive solutions. But oftentimes, those who are going through the moment of despair, they will not accept divine guidance. They will not develop a closer relationship with God. They will not allow Jesus to direct their lives. And they will not allow the Holy Spirit to develop within them. But yet, their cry for despair. Oh, woe is me, gloom, despair, and agony on me. I just want to encourage us on this call this morning to let us all know that there is a solution to our despair. With God, there are no brick walls. There are no bottomless pits. There are no eternal downpours. And there are not because Christ, our Redeemer, lives, and I won't give up. Because he's a shelter in the time of storms of despair. Because the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. And the waters lifted me, now safe am I. And because he lives, I am resolved no longer to linger in despair. You know, one day Christ is coming for us. We do have hope. If we are in Christ, having faith in his promise, will sustain us. Trust in God always and lean not to our own understanding. Yes, it's because he lives we can face despair. Despair is a terrible place to be. I want to encourage us today to leave despair in the past. Move forward beyond it. It's not a place to be. May God bless us and keep us in our day. Let us, Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for this day. We're thankful for those who are on this call, hoping to hear a word from you by way of encouragement to overcome despair that plagues us, chases us, try to captivate us and imprison us. But we must run with perseverance and don't allow despair to gain on us nor to catch us. We realize that as others gone before, men of God, priests, whoever we may refer to them as, they needed Jesus just as the other man did. They could not be a surety or guarantee to the Father, but Christ could. They themselves fell prey to death and to temptation, but Christ didn't. It's Christ alone who was once and for all time a priest without sin, a true mediator, and that lives forever. It's he who we must give heed to, cry out to, allow him to give us the guidance we need, have a close relationship with him and the Father, allow him to direct our lives, and allow his spirit to develop in us. We pray that you give us, forgive us all our sins, and we acknowledge those sins and confess those sins. We also want to pray for those who have family members who are plagued by sin, abnormalities, physical illness, and all sorts of matter of things that does gender despair. We pray that you be with us today. Guide us and keep us and humble your head. This is our prayer in the Son Jesus' name. We do pray. Amen.